Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand and Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival! Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:41 a.m. Central Standard, 8:41 Eastern. And as always, we like to remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely, slow enough, and carefully enough. And you know, yesterday, as I was talking about time with someone and being on time and what that really means, you know, I went back and looked up some things about time. And you know, all of the experts, all of the money makers, all of the movers and shakers say that early is on time, and on time means you're late. So what that means is that each and every one of us could probably plan to do a little bit better for our mornings. And that way we won't have to run over others. We won't have to half stop for the school bus or half stop for the school zone, slow down. You know, when we plan to be early, that means we plan to be on time. And if we plan to simply be on time, does it make sense? Then we're going to be late. And what I found out after researching time is that time has to do a lot with procrastination. What are we procrastinating about? What are we doing in the mornings that is prohibiting us from getting there early? And why is there a stigma for some about getting there early? Well, if we plan to get there early, then that means that we give ourselves enough time, and we give enough time in case something unforeseen happens. And so that's really just fruit for thought this morning. If you're one of those people that is chronically late and your mornings are just, they're just haggard and they're hurried and they're uncomfortable and they're uneasy and you're uneasy and you're making others uneasy with your discomfort, that might mean you could take this tip and maybe start to change one or two things that will make your morning and others' mornings around you just a little bit better. And as I was thinking about time and talking about time, I said to myself, what can I do to get better in the morning to make sure that I am the change that I want to see on the road? Because I am telling you, so much happens in the morning. And then there's sort of a light drizzle, or there was earlier this morning, which is going to make the road just a little bit slick. Temperatures seem to be dropping. It's just a little bit cooler outside. So you want to make sure that kids are prepared this morning and make sure that you are as well. So as you're driving in this morning, just, you know, fruit for thought. Sometimes we just don't necessarily think about things. And I know for me, if I'm not reminded about certain things or confronted with certain things, then I personally will continue to do the same things over and over again. And we know what that is. It's called insanity. When you do the same thing and you expect something different to happen. Well, this morning, we want you to think about doing something different so that something different will happen. So if you're traveling in this morning, be mindful about school buses, school zones, and school kids. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m., which means you gotta slow down no matter how you're running on time. And also, we want to remind you that they resume once again at 2 p.m. So the week is winding down. It's Thursday already. We've got a lot to talk about. Lots happening this weekend. The race, we're literally, DC, 2 days away from race day. So we're going to tell you about packet pickup. We're going to tell you about T-shirts. We're going to tell you about the activities going on Saturday, October the 19th, for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And then we're going to tell you about Founders Day down in Cheneyville happening right after the race. So we want you to stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back with more after this. Louisiana, The town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The box clearly says a 5-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you're started now, and you know I'm not fussing at you. I'm just trying to give you something. You know, when I get this information, we try to give it to you. And being early is important for each and every one of us. So that I hope that you'll take that and just use it. Take it buffet style. Use what you can use. If you don't like it, leave the rest and keep on moving. It's 7:54 a.m., Central Standard, 8:54 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. And you can help young people. You can help them literally change their lives by volunteering through Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging. And all you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260. And I just want to take a moment to thank all of the people, all of our seniors, 55 years old and older, who have called in and said, you know what? Yes, I'll volunteer. I'll help a young person. And as you do that, God will bless you. And they will also bless you with money that will not affect any of your money. So once again,
Here's the number. It's 484-2260. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Remember, packet pickup is happening again today at Hickson Autoplex, starting at 9 a.m. and going through 6 p.m. We'll tell you about Team OPT / Sylvia's and how you can pick up your T-shirts. We've already picked up all of our team's T-shirts and all of our packets, and we'll tell you more about that a little bit later in the show. But this morning, what we're talking about, before we talk about the races, we're talking about the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival. And it's going to be happening Saturday, October the 19th. And here to talk about it is Mayor Derek Johnson. Mayor, good morning and welcome back to the OPT.
Good morning, Ms. Carlin.
And I know you guys have been working diligently. And a lot of people who may not really know Mayor Johnson may not know that he has been really in leadership and in position of leadership in our community for several years. And he is new to the mayorship, but is doing an incredible job. He and his family have a long history of really being the change that they want to see. And I know that this has got to be really big for you. And I know you guys have been working overtime to make sure that it's a wonderful success. Talk about how you're feeling at this point, getting so close.
I can't lie, I'm a little nervous, but at the same time, I'm grateful that the community has got behind me,
mm-hmm.
and being that I only been mayor 3 months,
uh-huh.
and that was one of my goals, to keep this going. Last year they had the bicentennial, and I said, well, every year we need to celebrate, you know, Cheneyville anniversary, mm-hmm. and let the youth know, you know, what happened in Cheneyville years before they was here.
Absolutely, and I think that that's incredible, and you know, I was reading an article about nervousness and butterflies, and they're really good. And if we don't get them, then we should really be worried. So, you know, we can understand that there's a little bit of anxiety about how it's going to go. But talk about bringing it all together, and we're getting really close, how things are looking right now.
Well, I sat down with my clerk,
mm-hmm.
and also the town attorney, and I told him, hey, look, we want to keep this going. And so the old administration, they had a binder,
mm-hmm.
and we just went through the binder and saw everything that they did,
mm-hmm.
and copied it, and then I saw some things that I wanted to put my own spice on,
mm-hmm.
so I added my flavor to it also.
I love it.
So,
and we want to give hats off to last year's administration, because they did an incredible job. They
yes.
worked hard as well, and I'm just glad that we're such a close-knit community, that we can all work together and we can all come together. And we have been hearing people talk about it, even at our son's football game on Monday night, talking about how excited they were about coming down to the Founders Day Festival and the things, DC, that they were looking forward to. So talk about, somebody was asking about Miss Janetta's pound cake. Talk about the vendors and the booths and the food and the pies and cakes.
We have a wide variety of vendors, from Miss Janetta to our pound cakes. And I tasted one of our pound cakes a couple of weeks ago, and I was blown out. And I gave my little boy a piece, and he was like, he took it from me. So, you know, I didn't have no more. He took it, and my daughter took some also.
Uh-huh. I heard this pound cake is absolutely, DC, delectable. They say it's just the old-time pound cake
wow.
that's buttery, and when you cut into it, it's very, very moist. And then they described it with just that white sort of lemony confectioner mm-hmm. sugar icing on. Yep. Derek said, that's it.
Really?
And
bring
we could
memories.
we could just taste it as the person was describing that pound cake.
Yes, I am looking forward to, you know, and I've been really on really good behavior.
You absolutely have.
And, you know, I think this weekend I will let my hair down
mm-hmm.
and eat some of that pound cake. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, my cousin Jackie Clark is going to be there with those sweet potatoes. Well, she does all kinds of
uh-huh.
pies. But myself, I am partial to the sweet potato pie. You know, and that's what
are you smacking? Was that a lip smack?
Yeah, that was one of those, because I'm getting myself prepared
uh-huh.
to indulge, not overindulge, but indulge in some of the finer sweets.
Mm-hmm, the finer sweets
that are going to be at the Founders Day Festival in Cheneyville this Saturday after the race.
Absolutely. Now, this is what I loved about Jackie's pies last year, and I'm sure it'll be true of this year.
Woo.
She She had bigger than a miniature pie, right, but not as large as a big pie. But it was like just right. And she had like sweet potato pies. She had lemon meringue pies. She just had pies, and they were just
canned pies.
Yeah, they were just so beautiful. Not too little and not too big.
And Carla, a lot of times beautiful pies like that are not as tasty as those homemade pies.
Uh-huh.
The thing I love about Jackie's pies is not only are they beautiful to the eye, but they're scrumptious to the taste buds. Absolutely divine. Like they're going down, it's like, it's just heavenly.
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely heavenly, I'm telling you.
I wish you guys could see D.C.
It's heavenly, man. Jackie, no, hey, look, I will stop by there. Sometimes I just get inkling, just like in something, you know, like I hear a voice say, you're getting ready to go through LeCount, call Jackie, see if she's got some of those pies. And, you know, I can call and she'll say, yeah, I got some, or I don't have any, or I'll make you one, you know, but, you know, at the festival, she's going to be out there ready to serve anybody that comes around with those pies.
Absolutely.
I'm going to need to get a free pie for this.
You're going to need to get a free pie for all this. But it's very true. And let me just add this to it. Young David Christmas loves Jackie's pies. And that speaks volumes.
He's like Mikey. He won't eat nothing.
Yes. He loves. And when we bring those pies to the house, we absolutely devour them. So we're gonna have we're gonna have great cakes, homemade cakes, great homemade pies, Derek, and what else? Is your dad gonna barbecue?
I was just about to say.
We're gonna
have the barbecue.
Woo. Okay, so
man.
Former Mayor Carl DC. Okay, you can describe Carl and his cooking.
Man, let me tell you, when Mayor Carl gets down and start grilling.
Uh-huh.
And the thing I love about his grilling is he's not selfish with it, because it doesn't matter what goes on in Cheneyville, whether somebody passes or whether there's a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it is. You know, the thing I love about Carl is he will pop up at 2:00 in the morning and start grilling enough for an army.
That's right.
And it's always enough.
And let me tell you.
I don't know what he's got, some sort of radar on him that lets him know how much he's going to need, but there's always enough.
Right, he's got it down to a science. But let me say this.
Just tell him the occasion, and he'll tell
and
you
he's
how
ready.
Much he needs.
And so for those people who don't know Mayor Derek Johnson and don't know Mayor Carl, well, Mayor Carl is Derek's dad. He was the former mayor of Cheneyville. Now his son is the mayor of Cheneyville. But what we can say about the Johnson family, but most especially Mayor Carl, is that he is one of those people that we consider to be altruistic, which means he is selfless. He is selfless.
Yes, he is.
He is never concerned about self. He always puts others in front of himself.
Yes, he does. He always esteems others, and he's always trying to help to get the best out of others. And Gary, too.
Absolutely.
Gary Johnson,
the entire family.
Oh, super nice. I mean, you know, of course, they're all going to be at the Pink Place.
The Pink Party.
The Pink Place, I'm calling it.
The Pink Place
is going to be pink.
The Pink.
The Pink Party!
In fact, they bought tables for the Pink Party. And so I just want to say, like, after you come from the race, you're going to have a really good appetite. And so do we know, Derek, what Carl is going to be barbecuing? Have we decided on the menu yet?
He has decided on the menu, but I don't know if that's open for public discussion right
now. Uh-oh.
Being that
are we keeping it under wraps? Let me tell you something. He makes the best potato salad in Central Louisiana. I mean, the absolute best. And what I love about his plates, they are all meticulous. Everything is neat. You get enough food.
Absolutely.
And the taste is absolutely divine.
Well, 2 years ago, we did a fundraiser for in Cheneyville.
Mm-hmm.
We did the dinners to raise money. And basically, every plate that went out, Mayor Carl was saying, look,
every plate.
That plate needs to be fixed the way it should be, because.
Uh-huh. Who is that calling you?
That's the city councilman. City councilman Charles Allen. Dial 484.
He didn't show up, but now he wants to.
Yeah, dial 484-2500. Dial the radio station number, councilman. But at any rate,
every plate
that he sends out has a stamp of approval on it. And he looks at everyone himself to make sure it is proper.
I know. And so, like, we just got all discombobulated about the food because we're excited about it. So what else, Mayor Derek, can we expect on Saturday?
Classic car show headed by City Attorney Greg Jones.
Okay.
Also, we're going to have the domino tournament.
Okay. Are a lot of people getting ready for the domino tournament? Yes. I've been hearing people talk about
it. Yes, ma'am, they are. And that's headed by Cheneyville's finest, Officer Greenhouse.
Okay.
And we're going to have the...
Is he the master dominoist?
I'm not going to say that because I believe that my uncle, Gary Johnson, is the master dominus.
Okay. So Gary is the master dominus, you see.
Yes.
Gary. Yes. Yeah, Gary. Gary is going to be the man slapping bones. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a show out as to who is going to be the man or woman who's going to be slapping bones on Saturday.
Well, we know Gary will be in there slapping bones.
Yeah. Are you going to be slapping bones, you see?
They would not want me to slap because, you know, the way I play is I try to get the most points I can right now. I don't look up the road.
Okay, so.
You're a now person.
Yeah, I'm a now player. I always lose.
Okay.
But when I'm playing somebody that counts all that stuff, man, I mean, I got so much stuff in my head that if I put in another thought, I might lose one.
Okay, so you will not be at the domino table playing. You will be a spectator.
I'm serious.
So all those people who love to play dominoes and you have these secret games going on.
Yes.
This is going to be an opportunity. Now, is there going to be any fee for the dominoes or anybody can just sit at a table and just play?
It's no fee required this year.
Okay, good. So we're calling all domino players, present and past.
What do the winners win, Carla? Not to cut you off.
Trophies.
Okay.
Oh, there are going to be trophies.
Yes, we're going to have a first and second place trophy.
Wow, that's going to be great. All right, so we've got the classic car show, which we know is going to be hot. We've got the dominoes. Now, I know we got a lot of food vendors, huh?
Yes, ma'am, we have a lot of food vendors.
Okay, so a lot of food out there. And then there's going to be live music, but there's also going to be great activity for the kids. Let's talk about how we're going to engage the kids.
Well, the kids have a choice. Either they want to learn about the history of Cheneyville, they go into the history exhibit, learn about the history of Cheneyville, or the historic trail ride.
Okay.
And also they're going to be rides and blow up slides for the children also.
Wow, that's great. And we had the opportunity. We went and we took our son to the art museum. And sometimes as parents we get so busy, and I talked about this yesterday, that we really sort of forget about what is right underneath our noses. So it's going to be a great opportunity for parents to go along with their kids and really show them some history that's right here in our midst, really, that we don't even think about, that we pass by every single day, that has been chronicled, and that a lot of that stuff has been restored. So that's going to be great for parents and for kids.
Yes, ma'am. And also there's going to be a parade. I forgot about the parade.
Well, we can't forget about the parade. The parade is kicking the whole thing off.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so what time is the parade going to start, and what do people need to do if they want to join in the parade?
The parade is going to start around 10 o'clock, and if they want to be in the parade, just be at the town hall around 9:30 for the lineup.
So 9:30 is going to be the lineup. If you want to be in the parade, if you want to represent your organization or your business or whatever, all you've got to do is just get ready to line up. Let me take a break here. It's 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're on Point, the official OPT Network. We're back. Stay with us right after this. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival.
October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunkie, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. Remember, throughout the month of October, we'll still be raising money and raising awareness about breast cancer. You can go to Southern Heritage Bank, any of their locations, and please purchase a ribbon. Southern Heritage Bank is an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community and also supporting what's happening in our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, the number to phone, 318-767-2220, and then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, serving Rapides Parish. The number to phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Don't forget about AmeriGroup, real solutions for real families. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in Avoyelles Parish. DCM, we want to thank personally Wilbert Carmouche, who is the executive director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. He came by yesterday and brought us a donation for the work that we do. Wilbert, we appreciate you, we thank you, and we honor you for being the change that you want to see. Thank you so much. As we're switching back to our Cheneyville Founders Day Festival, we're joined by Mayor Derek Johnson, and we're talking about the festivities, the food, the fun, the fellowship, the great chance for families and people to come out to Cheneyville on Saturday, October the 19th, of course, after the race. Well, of course, their parade will be kicking off at 10 a.m. There'll still be time to get there. Lots going to be happening on Saturday. But then on Sunday, what we love, Mayor Johnson, is that you guys are having a community-wide church service. Let's talk about that.
Yes, ma'am. Sunday, we're going to have a community-wide church service. All the churches in the community have participated in putting this together. It was something that we did last year that a lot of the community enjoyed. Mm-hmm. So why not bring it back?
And what an incredible opportunity when you say all D.C., all the churches coming together. I mean, that really shows the spirit and the solidarity of a community, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And so all of the churches are coming together, and last year, Reverend Jackson.
Bishop Melvin D. Jackson.
Absolutely, did the service, and this year, let's talk about who's going to do the service.
Reverend Seymour Reed from 2nd Edgefield Baptist Church.
Absolutely, and talk about what you expect. You know, after people come together and we have fun and we eat and we fellowship, Sunday morning, people coming together in the community. How big is that?
Well, it's just going to be a family origin event, a family origin weekend that everybody's going to come together, have mm-hmm. fun, fellowship on Saturday mm-hmm. and some parts of Friday. But then to come back and to know that, hey, you know, we're all a family. We're going to come together. We're going to fellowship together. We're going to, you know, worship God together.
Wow. That's powerful.
And then after that, you know, we're going to sit down and we're going to break bread together.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
After that, we're going to break bread.
We're going to break bread.
Now, who's cooking that bread?
Well, it's a
lots of people.
Yeah, it's a collective mm-hmm. effort.
Wow.
From most of the churches. I know Miss Ola Mae Brown mm-hmm. is heading that up.
Mm-hmm.
And she could cook.
What'd you say? She could cook.
She can cook.
You know what I love, DC? I love the way that this community has come together.
Yes.
Not only are we coming together to enjoy each other with food, family, and lots of activities, but we're coming together to worship and to pray on Sunday and to thank God for all that he has done,
absolutely.
All that he is doing, and all that we expect him to do, and then to break bread. Is that amazing or what?
That is absolutely amazing, Corlette. And, you know, and to be able to pray for safe travel for the people who mm-hmm. are coming into Cheneyville, because there are so many people that live out of Cheneyville that come back for this mm-hmm. event, right there. And,
yes.
You know, so there will be a lot. Cheneyville just comes alive mm-hmm. like we've never. When we went there last year, we went after the race, and when we got into the city, we were like, man, what's going on? Looked like we were going to need to get some escort to our house
uh-huh.
to just try to get through, because there were so many people at the festival. So, I mean, you know, it is just awesome. And I'm going to tell you, Carlette, we would be remiss in our duties if we did not mention Davis One Stop, who
absolutely.
Actually comes alive, being, you know, the community store
mm-hmm.
in Cheneyville
mm-hmm.
that has all of the goods and services that people will need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll have it on fire, having all their staff there ready to serve the community
uh-huh.
and serve the festival, because they do a wonderful, you know, Thesha and them do a wonderful job
yes,
here in Hollywood, getting it ready, being prepared to to serve the guests as they come into our great community.
And you know what we want to do? We want to direct everybody over to Davis One Stop, and we want people to purchase pink ribbons, and we want people to show solidarity as we go through the month of breast cancer awareness. And we decided it's not necessarily, it is about pink, but it's about showing solidarity for each other.
Absolutely.
Knowing that 1 in 8 women in their lifetime will be affected by breast cancer is something that we cannot ignore. We cannot continue to turn the other cheek or turn a blind eye. And so we want to drive people down to Davis One Stop, Thesha and Hollywood and the entire team down there. Serve our community, D.C., with such a spirit of excellence. But what I love about the Cheneyville Festival, this Founders Day Festival and last year's festival, is that it brought a diverse group of people.
Yes, it did.
From all over Central Louisiana. Derek, that had to make you guys feel incredible.
It did. It shed some light on our community. You know, it let everybody know that we're not just
we're not one-sided.
Yeah, we're not one-sided, and we're not just a spot in a row. Like, you don't just pass by Cheneyville. You know, we actually come together and you know, we do things together. And,
mm-hmm.
It may not seem that way, but that's how it is.
Absolutely. We showed up and we represented, and people from all parts of Central Louisiana came out, D.C., and it was, I mean, I really just cannot say enough about the wonderful spirit that was there. And we got a chance to see people that we hadn't seen in years.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to doing it again this year. So we want to really just encourage people, Derek, to come out, invite people from near and far, and just tell people how they can just come on out.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, Carlette, you know, at these types of events, you know, you're seeing people, you know, like the different festivals in the different towns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good because, you know, you'll end up seeing somebody you knew back in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Somebody, you know, if you're older in the 70s or 60s and stuff, and just folks that you haven't seen in a long time. You know, festivals bring people home.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
those
true.
People, a lot of people who are from that particular community will center their homecoming around that festival.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically what you have is a big old reunion. And I'm going to tell you, it's just awesome to see. You know, it's awesome to see the many vendors. It's awesome to see people saying, look, I just want to patronize it. What can I purchase? Let me just purchase some things.
And speaking, you know, of purchase, DC, you went to like every single
vendor. I tried to buy something from everybody.
You really did.
That's, you know, because, you know, when people come out there to the festivals, you know, they paid to have booths and they're trying to, you know, get people to understand the type of businesses they have.
Right.
And show people how to get more involved with what they're doing and take advantage of the goods and services
mm-hmm.
that they offer. So, you know, if you're a startup business, a new business, this is actually, and it's not too late to get booths and things. Am I right, Derek? Can you still?
Today is the last day.
Today is the last day. I'm glad we mentioned
that. And I'm glad you mentioned that. And talk about how important it is, D.C., for startups and entrepreneurs that want to get their goods and wares seen.
Absolutely. It's good. You know, you just never know who's going to see what it is you're promoting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have the opportunity for people to taste if you're a food vendor
mm-hmm.
or if you're an arts and craft vendor, whatever it is you do. You know, you have to get that type of exposure from people. You don't know who they are, you
mm-hmm.
know, but you may be getting an auction. I should be out there with what I do. And you need to contact Derek Johnson. What number do they need to call, Mayor? Mayor Derek Johnson?
They call the town hall and contact Ms. Kayla Goodall. Area code
318-279-2155. All right, 279-2155. And so, Mayor, last words from you on the Founders Day Cheneyville Festival.
I want to welcome everybody and greet everybody when they come out. Come help us celebrate our Founders Day Festival Friday and Saturday and even Sunday this weekend. And also, I want to thank all the sponsors that has helped us. I don't have enough time to name
mm-hmm,
everybody,
mm-hmm.
but I just want to thank all the sponsors, and I want to thank everyone who's helped put this event together.
Absolutely. It's going to be an incredible event. We're certainly excited about it. And not only did Mayor Johnson talk about the youth, but Mayor Johnson is a young mayor who is really on point. He is a mover and shaker, and he is working to make our town bigger, better, and greater, and put it on the map and show people from surrounding cities that we exist. We're a great place to stop and to visit. and to fellowship. And that's really what it's about, isn't it?
Absolutely. And let me just say this right here, because, you know, I do have a pet peeve.
What is that?
In the town of Cheneyville. I don't like trash to stay on the side of the road long. It does not. And when mayor jumped in office, I told him that was one of my pet peeves, and boom.
No trash.
No trash. Never, ever.
Well, I'm
no
glad.
Problem.
I'm glad you're. I'm glad you're not venomous about that pet peeve.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I don't have to call. I don't like to have to call, but you know.
And keeping your yard and your town beautified is something that is important to you, and it should be important to all of us. Mayor Johnson, we want to thank you so much for the work that you're doing, that you have done, and that you're doing, and that you will do. And may God bless you, and bless your administration, and bless the town of Cheneyville.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, we got to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll be talking about what's happening on Saturday before we get to the Founders Day Festival. Y'all, it is going to be a weekend filled with good times. Stay on point, the official OPT Network. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival!
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though. Huge.
Well, it looked delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
From the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
The credit union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 8:35. We hope that you're making it there and that you're early this morning. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Today is Thursday, October 17th, and this segment is sponsored by Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, McDonald's of Pineville. Don't forget to help us pink out McDonald's of Pineville by purchasing ribbons at both locations, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Please visit all of those locations and pick up memorabilia that helps us to raise money for breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. Also, our good friends at Davis One Stop. We've already told you that it is going to be a main hub for Founders Day, the Founders Day celebration in Cheneyville. But right now, if you're traveling north or south, you can stop at Davis One Stop and pick up a ribbon and whatever else you need. Well, switching gears this morning, you know, our family has been having some challenges and in a lot of areas. And this morning, we just really, really want to give a special, special shout out. And you've heard me talk about her many, many times, to our nanny. Her name is Alberta Christian. And she's having some health challenges right now. And we just want, we want all of the prayer warriors, D.C., in and around Central Louisiana.
Yes.
This woman is a matriarch, not just of her family, but of our community.
Absolutely.
In Bunky, Louisiana. And one of the things, Nanny, I know that you're listening. She is one of those people that has supported what we have done here since its inception and has literally not missed a show unless she was just not where she could hear it.
Right.
And so this morning, Nanny, as you are challenged in your physical body, I am moved by your words. I'm not worried and I'm not afraid. And so as I begin to pray about those words, I'm not worried and I'm not afraid, I begin to think about women in the Bible. And this is what God gave me. You are truly a Proverbs 31 woman. And a Proverbs 31 woman is kind-hearted, D.C., and generous. She opens her hands to the poor, and she reaches out her hands to the needy. Does that describe our nanny or what?
Man, you got to say a lot more than that.
I mean, I'm not done.
Yeah.
I'm not done. That's just the beginning.
Yes.
She's not afraid, and she's not afraid for her household. and her household is clothed in scarlet. She opens up her mouth with wisdom, and the teachings of her kindness is on her tongue. And so there are so many things and so many attributes about the Proverbs 31 woman that are very, very much you, Nanny Berta. And as you are challenged, you have encouraged us and you have given us courage, not only to pray, but to fight. Nanny Berta is one of those women in her 80s that walked with us not once, but 2 years, and walked better and stronger than many people DC half her age.
Absolutely.
She is a woman that has been a mainstay in her community and continues to be that. And we see that by all of the people that have come in and have visited and have prayed and have just brought their love and brought themselves.
Absolutely.
And for you, DC?
You know, I've been knowing Nanny Berta for all of my life, you know, because, Roni and Deborah were good friends. And, you know, when they were living out in Neola and they used to spend the night together, you know, I was a little kid, you know, 4 or 5 years old. And I've been knowing this family actually all of my life and been knowing Nanny Berta. And, you know, to know her is to love her because, you know, when you see how she is in the community, when a person like Nanny Berta does what she does, and is to the community what she is.
Mm-hmm.
When you're around it, it is just a magnetic presence that I really don't really know how to explain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think that you are the only person that feels that way about her, but when you're at her place and you see people coming, you're like, I wonder how she knows these people.
Yep.
You know, and how in the world would she know these people and people that were just born 10, 15 years ago.
Yep.
How does she have this type of relationship with a 20-year-old?
Right.
You know, that is just somebody who just has a God-given warmth and compassion and love and humility for people, for others, always trying to find out how she can assist somebody else, help somebody else, love somebody else, feed somebody else, always giving. And she epitomizes the fact that you can't be God-given, because no matter how much she gives, she always has. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it is like God walking on the earth and his words walking right here in front of you, because when you see her and you're around her, it is infectious.
It is infectious.
You have to love her. She reminds me of Mother Teresa.
Oh, wow. That's powerful. And you know what? My nanny has been this way my whole life. And I can only speak volumes about the generations, Nanny, that you have cared for. And now it is your time for people to care for you. The fields in which you have sown, you are now reaping that harvest. And what people may not know this morning is that compassion is a gift. And Nanny, you have the gift of compassion. And one of the words that I have used throughout when talking about you is humility for humanity. So what that means for me and the people that know you and have eaten at your table, and that would be many, that would be multitudes. DC, my nanny is one of those people that can take a few fish and a few loaves and she could feed the multitudes. And as we talk about your spirit of warmth and compassion and humility, my nanny never turns anybody away. She has the ability to make that rice spread like I don't know what. We were laughing the other day saying by day's end, Nanny Berta has probably made 3 pots of rice at least. You're considerate about what everybody wants, what everybody wants to eat. And so now it is your time. It is your time to just rest and let others care for you and to just be. And what we pray this morning and what we know is that God's face will shine down upon you, that his mercy will overtake you, and that he will give you the grace to continue to walk this race as you have. And you know what, Nanny? These words will forever ring down in my spirit. I'm not worried and I'm not afraid. And you know what? God tells us to fear not, but to trust him. And you have shown us at this moment and at this time that you are trusting in him. And one of the things that she said is that I don't want any of you all to worry. And so, Nanny, we honor you this morning as you can hear us honor you, as you have honored God, and as you have honored so many. And we would say to you, we love you, and you are the epitome of love. We thank God for you. And we honor you, not only this day, but every day. You bless us with your joy, and you bless us with your love and your compassion.
Nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunkie, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, we're back. It's 8:52 Central Standard, 9:52 Eastern, and we're winding down the morning, but we're also winding down the week. We want to remind you about the race. You can still register. You can register the morning of the race, but let me tell you what the events look like on Saturday morning, October the 19th. It starts with the Survivor's Breakfast at the Diamond Grill, which is always really, really beautiful. That's going to start at 6:30 in the morning. And then late registration will begin at 7. So if you want to register at the race, you can do so at 7 o'clock in the morning. And then the run kicks off at 8:30. That'll be the 5K run/walk. And then in the middle of that, they'll have, after that, sort of the 1 mile fun run. And then at 10:30, they'll have the awards and closing ceremonies. But for now, you can remember remember to remind yourself that if you have a team and you need to pick up your packets, your T-shirts, your numbers, and everything that goes along with that, they're also, you know, little pink, what should I call them? Pink remembrance forms that you can fill out for people that you're running for. All that's at Hixson Automotive Group. They're going to be there from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. today for the final pickups. And we just want to encourage everybody to come out. And they're bringing some little race tips this year. You know, wear comfortable shoes, wear sunscreen, and just simply have fun. And so we want to encourage you. We'll be out there on Saturday. We'd love to see you out there as well. Hixson Automotive Group is a proud presenting sponsor for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure and has sponsored the race for the last 4 years. So kudos to Dallas Hixson and his entire team, always finding ways to give back to the community. Dallas, we appreciate not only what you do in the community, but we appreciate your support for the OPT network. And as we're winding down this morning, you know, every single morning we try to bring you the best information, the best energy, just the best to have the best morning. But, you know, some mornings are really challenging for us. They're challenging when we lose people in our lives that we love, but we still bring it. And this morning, we want to just send a special shout out, DC, to our family, to the Gallerson family, to all of the Gallersons. They lost their mom, also a huge pillar in our community.
Yes.
Miss Irene Gallerson.
T-Ree.
T-Ree, we call her, and sometimes we call her Reenie Cat. And DC, we're sad, but we are celebrating the life that Reenie Cat lived and the woman that she was. And as I was thinking about these powerful women, I was saying, Reenie Cat, what can I say about Reenie Cat? Well, everybody knows I'm a wordy. And the word that popped into my mind about Reenie Cat, DC, is that she is the quintessential woman. She is probably the most, I don't want to say perfect, but quintessential is really, that's those elements that come together to create perfection. She was a kind, soft woman, a woman that spoke soft, very few words.
She was a lady.
She was a lady. And you know what? She gave back to the community through children. She was a teacher for many, many years, a retired school teacher. And she just had this way with young people and helping them to learn and to be the best that they could be. And so one of the things that we will be doing is we will be celebrating the life that Irene Gallerson lived. And we just want to encourage the family, DC, that, you know, no matter how long the people that we love live, it never seems to be long enough. But, you know, when you have that span, which is God's promise, which is 70, which Reenie Cat had that plus some more, I think it's always a time to celebrate the life and the legacy that she will leave behind. And we know that there will be challenges for the family, for Ronald, for Deborah, for Brian, for the grandkids. But we say, you know what? We celebrate Reenie Cat, and we know that she is singing with the angels in heaven. And so we just want to encourage you. We want to let you know that our family, the OPT family, is praying for you, and we support you, and that this will be a time of celebration. With that said, we want to thank you all for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We do. We love you guys so much. God loves you more than that. love yourself, and you know what? Love someone else. Be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you, and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Tomorrow is Real Women, Real Talk. We'll be talking about how the pink party for The Cure is going to be happening.
Darlene St. Romain and her team will be joining us for Real Women, Real Talk.
Hey, everybody, have a great Thursday. We'll see you, God willing, right back here on Friday. Have a great day, everybody. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. tonight.